I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the playoffs. This is playoff season of the 3DFFL. This is season number 3. And guys, we are here with Mike Ortiz. Mike, say what's up to everybody in the 3DFFL community.
What's up, everyone? I'm just here and I'm glad to be back. Round 2, let's do this.
This is part 2. Mike, before we get into anything, before we start talking about round 1 of the 3DFFL season number 3, you were one of the players, one of the competitors who made it and entered into every single one of the 3DFFL leagues, the $250 and the $100. You made the playoffs in every single one. Is that correct?
They say I couldn't get in one, and I got it done. They say I wouldn't go to two, and your boy came through. They said I wouldn't make it to 3, that is. But it only could be me.
You came ready.
I'm in it.
So tell me, how are things going in the other leagues? Let's take this time to just talk about how things have gone over the past week or through the first week of the playoffs so far for you in all 3 of those leagues. Congratulations, by the way.
But thanks, man. Honestly, it's been so fucking fun, brother. That's first and foremost. It's fun. And honestly, it's been one of those things where I don't know how the hell I did it. I don't know what I did, but I did something. And really, the first league, I'm actually doing okay. I have a really good record. My team is rock fucking solid. So I think I'm pretty good spot to go to the finals. Now, the second $50 league, oof. That's a nail biter. See, Kenneth Walker got hurt Kenneth Walker got hurt. He's in my flex. Now, I'm looking pretty good with that. I'm up 10 points. He's still got a defense to play tomorrow night. Let's see what happens. I'm feeling okay. I'm not feeling okay. Anything can happen on the Monday night. But, you know, I'm loving it. I'm loving the high life. I'm up there. Then I get to the fucking league itself. Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you what it is, okay? The $50 leagues, okay, great. I'm happy. That's cool to even be a part of. That was just something that we decided to do. We had enough players to do it. Okay, cool. But that's not the league, brother. That's not the league, okay? The league, the $100, the big boy, the one we sat there and said, this is what we want to be a part of. This is what we're playing for. Let's just say I didn't make the cut. I got eliminated. Fucking just, it happened. Not only that, bro, I got blown out, okay? Someone was my daddy. I'm not going to lie. I literally got spanked, bro. Like I stole something. It wasn't even close. And it's not like I sat there and was like, oh, it's a nail biter. I knew by the fucking 4 o'clock games I was out. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm out. I'm out, dog. I'm out. I was sad. I had the whiskey going. I played the emo music, dude. My Chemical Romance was on. It was a bad day, man. Anyway, it was fun. I'm glad to be a part of it. But I'm out of the league. Congratulations to you, though. You made it farther than me. And we'll get into that. But it was fun. It is fun. I can't wait to do it again. It's going to be a fucking fantastic finals in round 2. I can't wait to see who goes. I can't wait to see who's in there. I'm going to be rooting for all y'all. I'm a good sport. And let's go from there.
And as we talked about, guys, as he just said, we're going to talk about what led up to you guys just hearing Mike Ortiz have his break here on the podcast. You're going to hear me probably break towards the end of this segment because things are as he said, it was an up and down story. It was a roller coaster. Luckily, In this first segment, I'm talking about a buy. In this first round, I'm talking about a buy. We're talking about matchup results from round number one. We are already well into round number two. So as we talk about this, that's why feelings are already hurt. That's why people... That's why people are coming in here with a little bit more juice, a little more up and down on the scale. But guys, we're going to talk about the matchup for round number one. And as we talked about with one of the first buys, we had the 3DFFL. With the second buy, or with the first buy, actually, we had the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. The matchup in Wildcard Weekend, we had Who Wants to Smoke taking on Drinking from the Cup. And then, of course, we had Prison Mike Squad and Kyle Orton Memorial. Mike, we're going to kind of stick to those four matchups right there, and we're going to specifically talk about the two wildcard matches. This is the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about consolation ladder. We're not talking about consolation matchups, bracket. We are talking about, as you said, the big boy. This is the big boy league, and we're talking about the big dogs. League, you know? So... With the number one seed, the first bye in the first round, go ahead and we have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, finishing with the best record in the league, the number one seed, and the again, as I said, the first bye. He had standout performances in his bye week from Jahmyr Gibbs, 28.4 points, 31 yards, 2 total touchdowns. A lot of work through the air for Jahmyr Gibbs as he totaled five catches for 83 yards and a touchdown through the air as a running back. That's always something that you can rely on and hang your hat on. AJ Brown with a standout performance, 25 points, 8 catches, 110 yards and a touchdown. And then with the number two seed and the second bye in the playoffs, the 3DFFL, a less than stellar performance. We put up 85 points. I forgot to say Terrence Pryor put up 126 in his bye. 85 points. This is when I knew things were gonna get bad. This is when I started kind of having. this is when I started kind of having the feeling right here that it might not be my Cinderella story. So hey, as we talked about, standout performances from Jerry Jeudy, 21.8 points, and the only standout performance with 11 catches, 108 yards. Again, when I saw this, a game from Saquon Barkley, 9 points, Derrick Henry, 6 points. Jordan Addison, who was forced into my wide receiver two with 13. And my tight end, of course, Travis Kelce with 6 points. It was just, you knew what was coming. Guys.
You know what, man? And honestly, I'll tell you what. If this was the week for you to get a bye week, bro, it's this fucking week, okay? Because honestly, it was a rough one. I mean, the biggest surprise to me, oh, it was Darnell Mooney. Nothing. Zip. Not even a catch.
Zero.
It was a rough one, bro. Zero.
And then if you have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor's lineup in front of you, Mike, go ahead and comment on that one as well. I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I do. Listen, man. This team has the best record for a reason. Honestly, Jahmyr Gibbs, bro. This guy is a phenomenal player. Okay, and honestly, everyone could sit there and say, okay, through the air, he's a great player. Obviously, the kid can catch out of the backfield. You're always going to get that PPR upside. But real talk, he could rush. Don't let that 31 yards this week fool you, okay? Because he can give you groundwork to like no other, like just any other running back in the league. Honestly, they have that 1-2 punch with him and David Montgomery. David Montgomery more of a ground and pound, but he could still catch a few. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs was featured more in this backfield as that pass catcher, but he can give you those rushing yards. So look out for this next week. The 28 yards, 28 points this week, 31 yards. Don't be fooled by that number. Coming back that next the week after with that soft schedule coming up, those yards are going to go up. And coupled with that actual, the points PPR, those catches, it's going to be a phenomenal game for him. So let's look out for that. This team is stacked, bro. Trey McBride, honestly, I'm really, really surprised he didn't clinch in. It's not an honorable mention, but I'm just going to talk about him only because He is a reliable tight end every single week. Kyle Murray will always look for him. You know what I mean? So it's honestly, this team is stacked. He just, no wonder why he's the number one seed.
Trey McBride, somebody that I've heard about throughout the year, and you're not lying. Position ranked number two at tight end with targets 9, 6, 6, 9, 8, 7, 11, 5. Look at this. After the bye week, 15 targets, 12 targets, 14 targets, 10 targets.
Insane.
That, I mean, 25 points, 21 points, 14, 17, 5. Well, actually, sorry, guys, I didn't mean to go that far. But now, Mike, let's get into what we actually are here to talk about. And we're here to talk about the wild card weekend matchups for the 3DFFL season number 3. We have Who Wants to Smoke taking on Drinking from the Cup. And we have, of course, Prison Mike Squad and Kyle Orton Memorial. We're going to talk about Who Wants to Smoke first, taking on Drinking from the Cup. Who Wants to Smoke taking the victory 135.26 to 123.44. Standout performances for Who Wants to Smoke. We had James Cook with 26.3, 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had receiving work with one reception, 28 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground, as I talked about with the 105 yards rushing. Standout performance from CD Lamb with 9 catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown, 26.6 points. And we'll give a head nod to T. Higgins with 19.8, 5 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. And then Drinking from the Cup, of course, putting up a fight, but falling short, 135.26 to 123.44. Standout performers for Drinking from the Cup, Josh Jacobs, 21.6 with 94 yards, and a touchdown with a fumble. And then he had a standout performance from Terry McLaurin with 7 catches, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mike, any opinions, comments, or anything you would like to say on this matchup, the first matchup of 3DFFL Wildcard Weekend?
I just want to say that, I had Drinking from the Cup taking the whole thing. I had that in my head. His team was stacked to the gills. And for two reasons, and two reasons only, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. When you have this team who's putting up the points that they have been putting up, it's a monster season for the both of them. Now, clearly, what killed them was one man and one man only, Cooper fucking Kupp.
How does that
what
happen?
What the hell happened there? Everybody's going to say the rain. Okay, but say that to Puka, you know? He actually came in with some points. If Cooper Kupp didn't shit the bed like he did, it wouldn't be Who Wants to Smoke going to the next round. It would be Drinking from the Cup. Let's just be real for 5 seconds. Who Wants to Smoke should be thanking the fantasy football gods that Cooper Kupp didn't fucking get a catch, dude. Okay? And I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a stupid half beard with no mustache. But Cooper Kupp, it doesn't look good, bro. It doesn't look good. Put the stash on it, and then you'll become what they know as a man. All right? And then maybe you'll get a fucking catch or two. I'm just saying. I don't know if I'm talking shit. Maybe I am. I'm just saying. You've got a fucking beard and no stash, bro. You look like a porn star from the 70s. It's not a good look, dude. Get a stash. And get some catches, because you screwed Drinking from the Cup. Screwed him. You didn't even buy him a drink, all right? You screwed him, dude. With that being said, Who Wants to Smoke took it. Drinking from the Cup, sorry, bud. You got screwed. Good matchup, though. Good matchup.
He got turned over by the man that his team is named after. That makes it even worse.
My God. Brother, you know, said, hey, man, what's your team name? Drinking from the Cup. Oh, cool, dude. How did you finish me? I don't want to talk about it. That's all you have to say, bro. I feel so bad for him. First of all, okay, it just goes to show that these silly ass names, okay, they come back and bite you in the ass. That's why I named my team the way I did. I don't like using players as stupid puns in my team name. I'll tell you why. Because shit like this, okay? This shit right here, karma's real, okay? I believe in ghosts, okay? And poltergeist, the moving poltergeist fucked me up. That's what it is, okay? It's an omen, dude. It's an omen.
Cooper Kupp. I've talked about Cooper Kupp for the last 14 weeks, talking about the target hog that he is, and that no matter the situation, no matter who they're playing, that Cooper Kupp would get his targets and he'd get his catches. This was surprising to me. This was something I didn't expect to see. Michael McMahon, I was rooting for you because obviously you were coming from Zone D, and it was just me and you in the playoffs, but... You know, it happens, and there has to be one winner, there has to be one loser. So, moving on to matchup number two of the wild card weekend.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Let's say we didn't know what we know now, okay? Like, about the season, what's going on, okay? It's your pick right now, okay? Let's say you're on the board, okay? You're looking at your wide receivers, and you're saying, who am I going to pick up? Am I going to pick up Puka Nacua, or am I going to draft Cooper Kupp? Not knowing what you know now about the season, who would you have picked in that spot?
I'm always going to go with Cooper Kupp. At least leading up to what we had seen, I was always going to go Cooper Kupp because the target hog that he is, right. I wouldn't pass it up.
I wouldn't pass it up either. And I'm only proving that point. I'm glad you said that. It's because, brother, you just don't know. You know what I mean, brother? Any given Sunday, you know, that's the any given Sunday, man. Willie Beeman said it best, bro. Any given Sunday, it just goes to show you don't know what's gonna happen. I that's all I'd ask. I would pick Cooper Kupp too. He's not crazy for it. It's just a bad beat, bro. It's a bad beat. This one, that's gonna sting him for a long time.
The next matchup that we have, the second matchup of Wild Card Weekend for the 3DFFL, we had Prison Mike Squad taking on Kyle Orton Memorial. Mike, why don't you go ahead and take this one over?
I guess I'll just do it then. It's my job. It's what I'm here for, right?
This is it.
Real quick, before I get started with that, let's just slow down. Everybody, come closer. Let's talk. Let's all talk. Kyle Orton Memorial, listen to me. Are you listening? Okay. Why you had to do me like that, dog? Why? Who's next to you? Was your girl next to you? You just wanted to show you Zoro's boss? Did you have to do me like that, bro? Okay? All the trade talks, all right? All the fun we had dissing each other in chat and PMs, bro. You're going to fucking do me like this? 175 to 105. Kyle Morton takes the fucking cake. Congratulations. Standout performance. Josh Allen, 362 yards, 4 total touchdowns. Ooh. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'm going to say this. I traded Amon-Ra St. Brown to this man.
Oh, my God. Insult to injury.
That's an insult to injury. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 14 receptions, 193 with a TD. 14 catches. Damn. Also, that Atlanta defense gave him some really good points. 2 interceptions, a forced fumble, and a safety. Only allowed 9 points in that game. Great freaking game for him. Good matchups. That Detroit versus Buffalo, that game was going to be a shootout. We all know, and he benefited from it. On my side, I guess I'll name one person. fucking Chase Brown, who gave me 26 points, 92 yards, 2 total touchdowns. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Justice Smith-Njigba, only because no matter what happened in this league, JSN, Justice Smith-Njigba, was a freaking... stunner, stone cold stud for me. He came through every single week for me and gave me some good points, so I'm proud of him for that. And honestly, Nico Collins too with 17 points. I had not to him. Four catches, 17 touchdowns. 17 catches, 17 yards, 2 touchdowns on the lead. And I lost. There you go. I lost. Brother, I left points on the freaking bench and I still would have lost handsomely. Okay? it's not a good game. I hate fantasy football now. Okay, I want my money back, but I can't. Okay, and it just goes to show. Fuck everyone. How about that? I said it. I love you. I'm kidding. I love the league. It's a good league. I'm coming back next year.
Hey guys, emotions are high. Feelings are everywhere. This was your farewell matchup for the season, Mike. As you said, you still are going in some of the $50 leagues, but those are the two wild card weekend matchups that we are going to talk about, or we are going to review the results of from round number one. Go ahead and follow me to the power rankings tab, Mike, if you can do that. This is the fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Teams that overperformed, we had the 3DFFL overperforming 9 spots from number 11 to number 2. Kyle Orton Memorial overperforming 9 spots from number 12 to number 3. And then, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, overperforming 5 spots from number 6 to expected to finish number 1. Underperforming in the league, we had, of course, the Gus Empire underperforming 9 spots from number 2 on draft day to number 11. Shout out to Gus. Gus.
Honestly, he had a good fucking team, bro. Real talk, he was the one that I'm like, oh shit, this is a problem. And then he fucking, you know, Christian McCaffrey, so we're not going to talk about that. Anyway, just a shout out to Gus.
Maybe Christian McCaffrey needed the snicker this year because he wasn't him he was hungry.
They never are themselves, bro. It's the curse of the Madden, bro. The curse of the Madden, I will forever blame.
The Madden curse. Guys, let's...
Do you think that's real? Do you think that's real, dude? You believe in curses?
I mean, not necessarily, but it's not coincidence. I mean, you know, like there's got to be something. What are they taking that much time to do the photo shoot in between to where, like, you know what I'm saying? They're not working out. Are their egos inflated to where they're taking less time in the gym and they're doing more, you know, other things? You know, there's a lot of factors that could possibly play into kind of Super Bowl hangover esque. You know,
I would imagine so. It just goes to show that, you know, maybe curses are real, dude. And that's what happened to me. See, I'm chalking up the curse. That's the reason why I lost. It's not that I wasn't good. I lost because of a curse. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot for affirming me, bro. I appreciate that. I feel a lot better.
All right. Let's move on to, of course, what we're going to see next week. Let's go to the schedule tab and let's go to that round two tab. And let's talk about the matchups that we will see next week after playoff round number one. Of course, guys, we are getting straight into actual competitive matchups. There are no buys left. There are no wild card weekend matchups anymore. This is the actual nitty gritty. We got Kyle Orton Memorial taking on the 3DFFL. And then we got Who Wants to Smoke taking on the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. And those are the two matchups that we will be talking about, discussing. And, you know, hopefully we'll have Kevin on next week. That way we can discuss it. We can talk about it. I'm playing him. So you'd be the perfect guest, Kevin. So, and then, of course, you can address Mr. Mike Ortiz, who you just stepped on to get here. Those are the two matchups to expect. Let's go to the playoff bracket, as we talked about. Not a lot to discuss here, outside of what we've already discussed. In the second round, we have Who Wants to Smoke taking on the chosen one. We have Kyle Orton Memorial taking on the 3DFFL. And then, of course, the first round of the playoffs, we had the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, with the bye in the number one seed. The 3DFFL in the number two seed with the bye. And then wild card weekend matchups between the number 3 seed Kyle Orton Memorial and Prison Mike Squad. Going terribly for Prison Mike Squad, 175.68 to 105.24.
Yeah.
And then the number 4 seed Drinking from the Cup being let down by the player his team was self-proclaimed as, Cooper Kupp, with the goose egg falling to Who Wants to Smoke, the number 5 seed, 135.26 to 123.44. So, good matchups to watch next week. Guys, Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, the number 5 seed, trying to upset the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, or is it Terrence Pryor's year, and do we advance and move forward? You know, either way, we're going to have a new champion. So I can't wait to see what happens. If I'm not mistaken, Mike, that about brings a close to what we are covering, what we have to recap. So if this is your last appearance on the show, if we don't have you back on the championship episode for a small little, you know, get you in there.
Brother, I'm in it whenever you need me to be in it. I'm in it. I love it. But before I go, man, you know, I'd like to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, the holiday season is coming around, brother. And I just want to name just 4 things that I'm thankful for the holiday seasons. And if you'd indulge me, I'd like to read them.
Be my guest. Go ahead.
First thing I'm thankful for in this holiday season is for Saquon Barkley, bro. That's right. Saquon Barkley, thank you for reminding me what it truly means to be a Giants fan. I appreciate that. The next one I want to sit there and put on my list of thankful things I'm really I'm cheerful for this holiday season is for Tizzle Buds and Kyle Orton. for one reason and one reason only, for teaching me what training truly is in fantasy football.
Let's go.
I appreciate that lesson too, bro.
Let's go.
And also for the third one, I want to thank Najee Harris for showing me that average draft picks don't mean shit in the fantasy football. Okay? And the last one, and I'm going to be serious about this. I want to thank the refs in the NFL, the referees, you, for showing me what it means to be an actual team player. And they're the real the real MVPs for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I really want to thank you all for letting me on here. And thank you so much for having me on. And I'll be back whenever you want me to. And we'll see you again next year where I'll be the number one man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, Mike. We really appreciate it. As we talked about, we'd love to have you on. I can't wait to get on your show. And I can't wait to see you in the Discord community throughout the offseason. It was a fun ride. This was your goodbye to the league. As we know, it's looking like I might have to do the same next week. Kyle Orton Memorial might just be able to get on here and dance on both of us. But hey, you know, fantasy football is fantasy football. At the end of the day, I hate fantasy football right now.
I'm not agree together. Fantasy football. I want my money back. Should have never gotten this league. It is what it is. I love this game. Love this league. I'll be back next year because I'm a fucking asshole.
So, guys, thank you for tuning into the first segment. As you know, we usually have the song in between. We got Attitude and Assumptions. It's the title track for the album. If you like it, you can check out Attitude and Assumptions on Spotify at DIG. From me and Mike, everybody, Merry Christmas, and we will catch you on the other side.
What you know?
Attitude and Assumptions.
So I stuck with the rapping, and now these women, they love me. I tell them, babe, you the baddest. Then this song plays. Girl, you know the assassin, we get to clapping. She got an attitude, and I can't stand to lose. Even an argument, that shit get me in a bad mood. But what you wanna do? Still sipping Moet, she know it. Get her to bring up all the bad news. Another night, we play that who is who. Okay, but fuck it, baby, who is dude? 5 a.m., still fighting, we hate it, but damn, we love it too. And she my toxic little lady. Designer on my baby, and she nasty. Hold up, and kinda crazy, got her tiptoeing. In some Mace and Margiela, you see them big whips rolling. Double loss for the fellas, we look like winners when we roll up. Sipping whiskey, don't eat soda, she want Robert Mondavi. She killed the bottle, told her, hold up everything for the team. Bought a Glock with the beam, and out my mouth shoot rockets. Like, baby, I got the heat, and she keep it in her purse pocket. That double G, my Louis V queen.
Going all the way through here.
All my life, never been the type to hesitate. Still dreaming Ferrari drive on the interstate. 101, I'm that type you can't even duplicate. Boy, you can try it, but everyone knows who's real and fake. Shit, I'm the type where the homies can tell. Up or down, fuck it, either way, we gotta prevail. We close the casket and we hammer the nail. I see you following the movie, you a fan, I can tell. I like your shit too, so I ain't hoping you fail. Just know a snake will bite you, homie, when you pull on the tail. So don't be playing, go keep that shit to yourself. Cause all the dogs loose, and now they hungry as hell. But this I wrote for me though, I know she fine, she telling me what you think. Ho, loose lips, pillow talk, but fuck it, I let the beat go.
I'ma let the beat go on this, cause I don't even gotta say nothing else.
Give a bar to these bitches and all these free codes. Champagne when I'm sipping that Viva Clico. See the drip, Harry Ellis, but it ain't cheap, ho. My baby told me I'm the best, I told her we know. It's giving Drake, I told her, baby, I know I'm great. Bomb, watch me, elevate.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back. This is the playoff episode, the first playoff episode of the 3DFFL season number 3. This is what we are going to talk about, guys, is the league. We are going to cover the first round matchup for the league. And that, what you just heard, was the title track for the album Attitude and Assumptions, the deluxe album. That was Attitude and Assumptions by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. What we're going to do today is we are going to talk about round one for the league. As you know, we're only covering round one matchups for the playoffs. We're only covering the playoffs. Nobody from the loser bracket, consolation bracket, whatever you want to call it, will be talked about. But we will talk about the winner's bracket, the playoffs, and how it's going in round one. So, round one results for the league. Matchup number one that we're going to talk about is Strange Animals versus Design Gifted. This is the Brother Bowl. I will go back and find out how many times we played and what the outcome was. But we had bye weeks from To Infinity and Bijan. And then we had a bye week from Gifted and Gorgeous. And the second wild card matchup was Flame Boys versus Quater Tots. So these are the matchups we're going to talk about today and the lineups that we're going to talk about today, starting with the number one seed, To Infinity and Bijan. On the first round bye, scoring 123.74 points, standout performances from his defense, Kansas City's defense with 22 points, 4 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries, and 7 points allowed. The second bye, as you guys know, was Gifted and Gorgeous. The highest scoring team on the week in round number one, she also had a bye. In her first year playing, Gifted and Gorgeous had standout performances after a 138.26 point game from Devontae Adams with 42.8, 9 catches, 198 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jonnu Smith with 20 points, 9 catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Jerry Jeudy with 21.8, 11 catches, 108 yards. And Chase Brown with 26.3, 97 yards, and 2 total touchdowns. So big game, big week from Gifted and Gorgeous. She was on a bye, so next week we will see what that lineup gets to do. The matchups we're going to talk about are Flame Boys and Quater Tots. And of course, Strange Animals and Design Gifted. First matchup, we got Flame Boys versus Quater Tots. Quater Tots taking the victory 133.8. And then we have Flame Boys 109.56. Quater Tots with standout performances from AJ Brown with 25, 8 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. And their defense with 19 points, Denver's defense, a touchdown, 2 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries, and 13 points. Standout performances for Flame Boys, we had Jared Goff with 41 points, 494 yards, and 5 touchdowns in that absolute shootout against Buffalo. And that was actually it. Jared Goff with 41 points for Flame Boys. Flame Boys also had this was also his first year in the league as well. So shout out to him for getting to the playoffs. As you guys know, that is my dad. So shout out to my dad for getting to the playoffs. Quater Tots looking to continue to try and solidify herself as queen of the league. We will see what she does next week as well. Moving into the next matchup, guys, as we talked about, we got Strange Animals and we got Design Gifted. This will be the This will be the third time we've played. Beat him in week one to open out the season, 127.26 to 96.24. Beat him in week nine, 125.48 to 93.3. And in round one, guys, beat him again, 121.6, 112.44, officially sweeping the Brother Bowl this year. And advancing to the next round, standout performances for Strange Animals. We had Josh Allen with 41.28 and Cooper Rush with 19 points. We just talked about Josh Allen, so we don't got to talk about him again. That was Jared Goff just matching what Josh Allen did. So shout out to Josh Allen and Jared Goff for the 40-point games this week. For Design Gifted, we have standout performances from Mike Evans, 37 points with 9 catches, 159 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then that was about it as well. So it was a story of two players, Josh Allen with 41.28 and Mike Evans with 36.9. Ja'Marr Chase also with the head nod, 19.4 points to match Cooper Rush's. That is what happened in that matchup, and that is where we are going, guys. So advancing to the following week are Design Gifted, To Infinity and Bijan, Quater Tots, and Gifted and Gorgeous. That's who we will be looking at next week and who we will be talking about. We have Design Gifted and To Infinity and Bijan. So we have, guys, come on, man. We're taking on the best team in the league. I could spoil it for you right now, guys, and I could tell y'all what happened because we are recording this on a Sunday night, Monday. So, you know, the results are in, but we're not going to do that. You guys got to wait till next week and find out if we advance or if we stop here. I'm not even going to give y'all the whole, I'm not going to do it. You either tune in next week and find out or you don't. If I'm cracking open some 1783 at the beginning of the episode, some Robert Mondavi, then you know it's not a good week. If you know we're on here excited, then you know it's a good week. But we will find out next week. But we got Design Gifted, To Infinity and Bijan. We got Quater Tots and Gifted and Gorgeous officially competing for the Queen of the League title. Gifted and Gorgeous and Quater Tots. And then, guys, we have everybody else in the consolation bracket. So that is what we can expect next week. Fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. We got teams that overperformed. We have Gifted and Gorgeous overperforming. Draft day number 10, expected to finish number 2. We got To Infinity and Bijan overperforming 7 spots. Draft day expected to finish number 8. Today finished expecting to finish number 1. And then we got Design Gifted overperforming 5 spots. Draft day expected to finish number 9. And currently expected to finish number 4. And then of course we have Quater Tots, who is expected to finish number 3. Underperforming this year, as everybody knows, we don't have to rub it in, but Brandon, your team must need a Snicker because they are not them when they are hungry. Brandon, Team Bro Dog 50, underperforming 7 spots from number 3 on draft day to number 10 currently and actively projected. So that is what the power rankings look like. It looks like the number 10, number 9, number 8, and number 1 seed are moving on to the playoffs. Should be a fairly simple ride for Quater Tots. Expected to finish number 1, will she? The pressure's on. Make the right decisions, Herm. You never know what's going to happen. anyways, like we're talking about, guys, we are going to the playoff bracket. We are going to the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. This is the winner's bracket. The number 1 seed, as we talked about, guys, at 11-3, we have To Infinity and Bijan clinching that first bye. The number 2 seed, we have Gifted and Gorgeous at 10-4, clinching the number 2. And then the two matchups that we talked about in round 1, we had Quater Tots at number 3 at 9-5, and Flame Boys, the number 6 seed at 7-7. Quater Tots taking the W 133.8 to Flame Boys 109.56. And Quater Tots is advancing. And then, of course, we had the number 4 seed and number 5 seed. Design Gifted 9-5. Strange Animals 8-6. And Design Gifted advancing 121.6 to 112.44. Round 2 is looking like the number 1 seed at 11-3 to Infinity and Bijan taking on the number 4 seed Design Gifted at 9-5. And then, of course, we have the Queen of the League tournament ending officially in round 2, where we will have a winner between the number 3 seed Quater Tots at 9-5 and the number 2 seed Gifted and Gorgeous at 10-4. And guys, you will have to wait until next week to find out what exactly it is that is going to happen. Final standings, guys, for the regular season, you guys already know it. We talked about it. We talked about the schedule for next week. We talked about matchups from this week. We talked about everything we can talk about. Mike, I just want to take a second, guys. If you've gotten this far, Mike, I appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you getting on for the second time. You know, if you make it to the championship of one of the $50 leagues, maybe we'll have you on again. You know, so I look forward to it. It's always fun. Kevin, we will be reaching out to you. Hopefully we can get you on the podcast this coming week since you are my opponent coming up. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Good luck. We appreciate you guys for joining. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Merry Christmas, and we will catch you on the next one.
Today we're going to answer the question, why do we celebrate Christmas? When we think about Christmas, the first thing we probably think of is a Christmas tree with ornaments. But what is it really about? Christmas is a holiday celebrated on December the 25th by people all over the world to honour the birth of Jesus Christ. The name Christmas comes from the Mass of Christ. During this Christmas service, people gather together and remember Jesus Christ. They remember that when he was born, angels appeared above and proclaimed the good news of his arrival. The tradition of giving gifts originated because the world thought that the birth of Jesus was the greatest gift of all and wanted to continue the act of giving. On Christmas, we celebrate with our family and friends and talk all about Christmas stories. One popular Christmas story is the one of Santa Claus who visits us from the North Pole and gives us gifts if we've been nice. On Christmas, we do fun activities, like build snowmen outside, because seeing them come to life and smile back at us makes us happy. On Christmas, we gather together to eat delicious food and think all about our blessings of the past year. Maybe even after dinner, we will sing Christmas songs, and whether they're songs about Jesus or Santa Claus or snowmen, it will be fun because we'll be doing it together. There are a lot of Christmas traditions, including putting up lights outside your house. It's believed this started when in 1880, the famous inventor Thomas Edison put some of his new electric light bulbs around his office. Good idea. So, that answers the question, why do we celebrate Christmas? That took some thinking.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that. Hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, Anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.